Good evening, everyone. I hope you put them babies to bed, because for the next 30 minutes, my goal is to relax your mind and body. Please take a moment to grab your drink or smoke of choice while we hear from our sponsors before we get started. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to My Voice, My Vibe. This is season 2, episode 3, Vibing in a New Area. So in a recent episode, I talked about my recent relocation from St. Louis to Texas. I am in Richmond, Texas, which is not far from Houston, Texas. It's a little over maybe an hour away. But I have noticed while being here, more Californians are traveling here and buying homes. And it seems like now the market for purchasing a house has skyrocketed. I see daily on the news people relocating to Texas. Texas is fucking huge. So there will always be somewhere to go. Just in my area alone, more houses are being built. More farmland is turned into homes. So chances are you will always find somewhere in Texas. With that being said, from my personal experience, when I moved here, I did not have any friends or family who currently lives here in the area that I live in. I do have a friend that doesn't live far from Dallas, and I have another friend who travels back and forth from St. Louis to Dallas quite often. But outside of that, I do not have any friends or family here. My realtor is my friend at the moment, and her and I just kind of check in with each other every few weeks, every now and then. And outside of that, that's it. Primarily, I'm reaching out to people who are back home in St. Louis. So I thought about how many people probably are going through something similar to my situation, where you want to make friends, you want to get out, you want to learn your area, but you're kind of nervous. I mean, we are still going through a pandemic. Some people are getting the vaccination, some choose not to, and they have their own reasons, and that's quite all right. But I decided to come up with 10 ways to get to know your area. If you're someone who is similar to me, I'm an introvert, extrovert. I'm an introvert in the sense of when I'm around people I don't know, I just kind of shell up. I just kind of check out the vibes and check out the scenery. I don't do much of talking, but once I hang out with a person who seems to be more of my speed or somebody that I'm kind of compatible with, I tend to open up a little more. But that's about a 60-40 or maybe a 70-30 split. I am 70% introvert, or, you know, 60-70% introvert to me. Those who know me, the people who I communicate with on a daily basis, will probably say I'm an extrovert to the core. But in a sense, I don't like traveling alone as far as like going to places I've never been before. I don't necessarily like doing it, but my goal to myself when I was in St. Louis and knew that I was moving here to Texas was to get out more, meet more people, and just kind of learn the area. I wanted to leave the old Shay in St. Louis and have this great new personality of the new Shay here in Texas. And it's kind of hard doing that. I won't lie, it's kind of hard trying to make that transition. I'm taking steps to do it, but all in all, it's not as easy as it sounds. So let's get into my 10 tips to help you not be like me. Now, I came up with these tips and they're pretty good, but am I following all of these tips? Hell no, I'm not. I wouldn't even lie to you. I'm not following all of these tips, but I am following some. And if you have some tips that you want to share with me, send them to me on Twitter at My Voice, My Vibe. Send a voicemail, there should be a link in the show notes here on your podcast. Just send me your tips. I mean, find a way to get, I'm not that hard to get a hold of. Yeah, come on. I'm not that hard to get a hold of. You can find a way to send me your tips if you have anything outside of the 10 tips that I have. So let's get into it. First tip, join Facebook groups. There's literally a group for every fucking thing on Facebook. If you have a Facebook page, I'm not 100% sure about Twitter or Snapchat or Instagram or any other social media site, but I know 100% fact. If you can think it, there's probably a Facebook page that's similar, if not identical, to what you're looking for. So before you move, or even if you've already moved to the new state that you're in, find Facebook groups. I ended up joining a sisterhood Facebook group, and it's like, I think it's called Houston Sisterhood Circle. And it's a bunch of people who either moved to Houston or people who have been here for a while, but they're still looking to make friends, get out. People in the group sell some of their product. They ask questions. They make friends. They hang out. They have brunch. They do all kinds of shit. And they're very nice. These women are very nice. So find a group of people kind of similar to you. And you don't always have to be interactive in the group. I would suggest that when you do join these groups, send out or make an introductory post with current pictures of you or pictures of, you know, if you have an animal, just something to introduce yourself to the group. Now, you don't have to. You definitely don't have to. You can just join the group and just kind of sit back and watch. But because I had goals of wanting to be more of an extrovert and wanting to meet more people and get to know my area, because realistically, I'd only been in Houston once before I actually moved here. I came back in November right before I had my hospital stint, and we stayed for 2 days, but we didn't do much of anything. So I don't really know shit other than the few things that my realtor told me. All right, number two is try and find exercise groups. Now, if you are someone who's conscious about your weight or health, find like yoga, Pilates, different exercise groups. Try to meet people there. A lot of people probably are new or half and half. Just kind of have lunch dates with these people. Ask them questions about the area, where you can find things. Put yourself out there. Now, you still want to maintain the 6 feet distance unless you have your vaccine, which they say that you either don't have to have a mask or you don't have to maintain the 6 foot distance. But all in all, you don't know if the person that you're talking to has had their vaccine or if they're opposed to it. So I would still suggest saying still practice social distancing because you don't know these people who you're talking to. So you don't know what they have or their health status, just period. Number three, explore restaurants, hair shops, and nail salons. Now, I don't know about you, but I am a big nail buff. I love to have my nails done. I love to keep them done. I like to have my hair done too, but affording hair being done is quite different from getting my nails done. Now, on my nails, I can get my nails done for about 60-70 bucks. Hair, that's gonna be like $200-$250. So of course I would prefer to get my nails done over my hair, and I'll just buy wigs and style the wig in the way I want it, and it'll come out much cheaper. Fellas, you too, go to different barbershops. Kind of before you even go to these places, first research them, because I would hate for anybody to go to a hairstylist or a nail shop or a barber shop and get the worst fucking service ever. But do your review, well, check the reviews. Ask some of the people who you've met at these exercise groups what are good nail shops, restaurants, and hair salons, and just kind of go from there. I feel like when you find a really, really good nail tech, which I really do have a really, really good nail tech. She's really nice and she's sweet. Her name is Rachel. They kind of tend to open up a lot more and show you kind of the areas that not a lot of people talk about. Because when you think of Houston, you think about the big sports places, and I'm sure there's a lot of hole in the wall places here that not too many people talk about. So definitely explore just different cities here in, unless you are here, but different cities in the state in which you are in. Definitely get out and explore. Number four, find a therapist, and find a therapist specifically in your area who's kind of familiar. So when I say that, don't find a therapist who's new to the state or new to the city in which you're living in. Try to find a therapist who's been practicing for a while and who has been in that state for a while. And if you feel comfortable, find a therapist where you can actually go to their office versus doing virtual. Some people are totally okay with virtual, and some people are just kind of over the whole virtual vibe thing. The choice is yours. It depends on what mood I'm in. I could go virtual or on site. It doesn't really matter. But I think nowadays I would prefer to do something more personable. So I would be the one to want to go to the therapist's office. And not only talking to the therapist about just kind of the area and things like that, but for your mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's a big thing moving from one state to another when you have little to no friends or family to talk to. So what better way than to make friends or, you know, have conversations with a therapist? It can be pretty rough. Honestly, I have not found a therapist in my area. I've seen signs and billboards, but I haven't reached out to a therapist. So that is on my list of things to do. Number five, find kid-friendly places. If you are a parent, a guardian of some sort, find places where kids like to play. There is nothing wrong with kids becoming friends first and the parents becoming friends after. I tell people this all the time. Kids will make friends with any other kid. They don't give a fuck at all. It could be a 5-year-old and they're probably going to try to make friends with a fucking 12-year-old. Knowing that the age gap is pretty huge there. But kids just want to make friends. They just want to make friends and they want to play. And as parents, when we take our kids to these places, to whatever kid-friendly place there is, we see our kids playing with other people's kids. We instinctively want to go over and meet the parents. So get your kids involved. I haven't taken my daughter out yet. I haven't really taken her out for real, but we did go one day, a couple months ago. We went to the aquarium, the Houston Aquarium, and kind of had a little date. We didn't really meet any people. It was a little scary to go out to somewhere new. It was scary for me to go out to somewhere new on my own. When I go to new places, I tend to like to go with other adults so that I am not the only adult there. But this time I was like, we've been in the house too damn long. Let's do something. Let's get out this house. It was a day where she was out of school. I was off of work, or I requested off of work. And I was like, let's go to the aquarium and see some shit. So we did that and I enjoyed it. But, like I said, I'm an introvert. I am not the person who will just walk up to somebody and just start talking. So if you guys are in Houston and you're listening and you see me out, just kind of walk up to me and start talking. I'll talk back. It's just that I won't initiate the conversation. All right, let's get into a very quick commercial break. And when I come back, I will finish off my list. We are back. Thank you for sticking with me. I hope you have your wine and you're relaxing. And also, make sure you got your notepad and your pencil until you're taking down these damn notes. I am doing this just because, like I said, I saw an influx of people relocating to Texas specifically. But then I got to thinking, what about people who are relocating just in general to a new state or a new city? And figured that these tips could help others out, because I didn't think of none of this shit before I moved or even after I got here. I'm 5 months into living here in Texas and I just thought of this shit like last night. So let's get into tip number 6. Animal parks, or regular fucking parks. Animal parents, you guys tend to be a little more open. You like to talk about your dog, share pictures. So why don't you guys just, you know, meet and talk and have play dates with your animals? And I'm serious. I am a mommy of a French bulldog. And if you tell me that he's cute, or you tell me you saw a picture and you thought that picture was cute, I'm gonna probably show you 15 more damn pictures and maybe 2 videos of him being even cuter. So definitely explore pet parks, dog parks, cat. I don't know if they have cat parks. Is that a thing? I don't know. It's been years since I've had a cat. But definitely explore animal parks and regular parks and just kind of get to know some people that you come across. People tend to be a lot more friendly in parks than in my experience. Now, I'm not going out there saying find the ghettoest park and just start talking to your average anybody, but you can tend to catch some certain aura about a person. Sometimes people are very approachable and sometimes they're not. Just kind of gauge your surroundings. You don't have to approach everybody. I'm sorry, my little baby is talking. But you don't have to approach everybody, but definitely that's a place that I would suggest pet parents start. Okay, tip number 7, take Uber and Lyft around. Now, if you're like me, you're very cautious about being in the car with people. I will take, if when people come here to see me, I will take my car everywhere. Y'all don't even have to drive. Let's just get in my car. But when you're in a position where you want to explore more, take Uber and Lyft around, because when you think about it, when you're in your car and you're driving, you're not seeing everything. You have tunnel vision because you need to see what's in front of you, what's on the side of you, and you're taking care of getting to the specific place you're trying to go to. Whereas when you're in the car with Uber and Lyft, you tend to look around a lot more, and those people tend to tell you more about the area because they're a lot more familiar with it because they drive. Now, me personally, I have never been in an Uber or a Lyft in my life, have not ever been. So one of my goals is to eventually sometime this year travel to Las Vegas, because that seems to be the hot spot for every fucking body, and take Lyft and Uber around just to kind of get to know the area. Okay, number 8, watch YouTube videos about the place that you're moving to. If you haven't moved yet to the new state or the new city, there are so many videos on YouTube of people giving their recommendations about places to go, things to do, people to see in whatever state, city you're traveling, country you're traveling to. So check out the YouTube videos and kind of make notes and go from there. Number 9, Google, Bing, or Apple Map places. Just if you go on Apple Maps, and if you have an iPhone and you go to Maps, it will show you so many places that are pretty much in your vicinity, along with reviews and pictures of the places. So you could start there. Of course, Google and Bing does the same thing. So if you just kind of have an idea of the city you want to visit or the city you're in, and you just want to know the surrounding areas, just put that information in Google or Bing or Apple, and it will pull a plethora of ideas for you to do and enjoy a full day in that city. And number 10, frequent grocery stores and bookstores. I am a book buff. I love books. I love the feel of books. And recently I bought a Kindle and I'm kind of getting into the Kindle just because I'm able to store more books in it. I don't have anywhere in my house to put a large quantity of books. So in my best interest, I thought that getting myself and my daughter a Kindle would be better. But I will forever love the feel of books. I love the way they smell. I love the way they feel and all that stuff. So go to find a bookstore. Grocery stores have books too, magazines and all kinds of shit. Groceries, you can eat there while you're there. Because I'm sure you'll run into something or somebody at that grocery store that is going to have a conversation about something that they've tried before, a fruit or a vegetable or a meal that they want to cook, something. People at grocery stores are friendly. Like in my opinion, when I was in St. Louis and here since I've been in Texas, I've noticed people are really, really friendly at the damn grocery store. I don't know if they just excited about buying fucking groceries or they're just excited to get the fuck out the house. Something is up with the grocery store, especially HEB. Everybody there is extremely fucking friendly. Okay, now I have a bonus tip for you guys. Basically this kind of came at the very last minute while I'm sitting here recording. I was like, damn, I got one more that I want to give them. So a bonus tip is just basically try something you've never tried before. Do something you've never done before. Before we came here, I did see that my daughter was like looking on like things to do in Texas and she saw like different, not skydiving, but like when you put on the suit and you kind of go into this little space and somebody in the air kind of picks you up. I have no idea what it's called, so please work with me. And the air, you just kind of float in the air for a couple minutes and then you get down. My daughter is crazy about wanting to do that. So I thought it was interesting. I want to do it too, but it's always fucking booked. So I have to find some tickets to get to it very, very soon since Houston, certain parts of Houston is open, or Texas is open at 100% capacity at a lot of places. That don't mean that me and my family are going out at 100% and being careless. It's just that a lot of places are open, and that does not mean that you have to go to those places and not wear your mask or hand sanitizer or practice social distancing. Even if you have your vaccine, I would still say continue to do those things. I don't think the world is ever going to change and go back to our normalcy, like how we were doing, just because you just never know who has what or what you're subjecting yourself to. So if you have any tips that you'd like to add to my list of 11, I said 10, but it ended up being 11. If you have anything you want to add, please send me a voicemail. I would love to hear you guys' voice. I'm pretty sure you've heard enough of mine and want to hear other listeners and what they have to say. Also, feel free to message me on Twitter only at My Voice, My Vibe. I will respond. See, on social media, I'm very responsive. Like, I'll talk to you all motherfucking day. But it's the face-to-face interaction. Even as a child, I had a hard time making friends just because I was so standoffish. My daughter is a completely different type of child. She's a 360 of what I was as a child. She's a extrovert to the core, and she's a very social butterfly. So I don't want her to change and be more like me at all. Just recently, her and I had talks about her going to college, and she's fucking 10 years old. She knows that she wants to make friends and get out, and it's kind of back and forth about living at home or on campus. And I encouraged her, go move out on campus, enjoy your life. You know, you don't have to be at home with me unless you just want to, and then that's totally fine. That's for another episode. I do want to touch base on that, kicking kids out at 18. I have my own thoughts on that. And if you have your own thoughts on that too, please let me know. And I will try to see if I can incorporate your thoughts or you on that episode. So let's work together in making this a better place, a better moving experience. And until next time, I will see you lovely people later.